Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us and time to talk about it at this morning. What a lovely morning it is. And we thank God for each and every one of you that are up listening, that are listening on whatever venue you're listening to. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And we thank God for Pastor Sharon being here. And we thank God for all those who are listening and all those who participate. Just call us if you want to have something to say at 347-857-3925, and we'll hook you right on up in here, you know. But we want to tell you from Giddy Up that these are what we are talking about. These subjects and things are from the Bible, and we like to enjoy what we're talking about in the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want anything to add, just tune on in, all right? And we're going to go along with the prayer because we have a list of prayers that we want to pray for some people. Okay, Elma Smith, and she has a lot of blockage to the heart, and she's in recovery, and we want her and her family to have prayer in the name of Jesus that everything will come out fine, that Elma is fine. She's in recovery, and we would like to thank her and thank God for her being in recovery, because that's another part of being blessed. And Eldrick Christian has a mass appeal on the prostate blood clot is also, and a mass of, and it was in just in the tissue. And we thank God for Eldred, and we pray for Eldred that Eldred will be all right, and that the Lord is blessing and the Lord is healing Eldred. And Pierre Silvering has cancer and is in the hospital. We pray for all those with cancer. We pray that cancer is gone, that the cancer is dried up. We also pray for all those with diabetes, kidney disease, and all that, that everything is dried up and gone. And we're going to keep praying for each and every one of those people with cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, or whatever disease that you may have. And we also pray for Dorothy Tress, who she wants to stop eating. So, Dorothy, we pray for you that you may be able to accomplish what you need. And we pray for Edward with the earache be gone. All you have to do is believe. Apostle Aaron Wheeler needs prayer. And, Apostle, we pray for you and that you can continue to do the good work in the Lord. And let's continue to do that. Lee Prentice needs prayer for the valve of his heart, the pump to slow down. So we pray for you because these heart things are no joke, and it's a lot of it going around. So we pray for all those, including Norma Neverson with chest pains. We pray for her also that everything come out fine. When you go to the doctor, it will be null and void. So just keep faith and keep praying and keep God on your side. And that's all we need to do is keep God on our side. Vianne Devine in the hospital. She's out of the hospital now with the blood clots and the water around her heart. And she found out she's a diabetic also. So we pray for her also that things dry up, that things will be all right. And Prophetess Mara, we pray for her that her sister passed. And we keep her and her family in prayer and keep them going. And Anita Gaines had a back operation, and she's out of the hospital. But we pray that her recovery is good. We also pray for our own sister merchant, Evangelist Eurisha. We pray for her and her back problems also, that she become good, she become healed, that she can be able to be as good as new and keep on with the faith of the Lord. And we also pray for Jazz Carrie, they would talk or walk, and we need to keep him in prayer so he can be able to talk and can be able to walk. And we thank God because we know you're healed. And Edna Stevens and Jackie Sanders also need prayer, and we pray for them that they continue, because God knows what they need, God knows what he want, what they want, and we pray for them that everything is answered, that everything is all right. And Stephanie Jennings, she's asking for strength, which a lot of us ask for on a daily basis. We need strength. We need strength in the Lord. We need to continue on, because everything that goes on is good. Everything that happens is for a reason. But we need strength, because the devil is on attack on a regular basis, and we need to continue this, and we need to continue to keep prayer in our hearts, to keep the God in us, so we can keep strength. Amen and amen. Okay, now let me give you a little word. You know, Apostle always give us a little word, so I'm going to continue to give this little word. Finding God is not our greatest need. Rather, it is recognizing him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to his will. Okay, let's just go over that again, because that really sounded good. Finding God is not our greatest need. Mm-hmm. Rather, it is recognizing him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to his will. Amen and amen. See, we talked about a little bit of that yesterday. Ain't that something? And we got into that about these conditions and being critical and how to solve these problems that we have in these different situations. And now today, what I want to talk about is establishing yourself accordingly, okay? And you know, a lot of times we don't do that, and we need to understand that it is a process that we have to go through, okay? And I'm coming from Proverbs 16, okay? And I'm going to go on through it. I don't know where I'm going to start at, but I'm going to let God lead me in this. Okay, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Okay, let's look at that. That's deep. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. That's verse 1. Verse 2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighteth the spirit. See, a lot of times man in his own eyes think he's all that in a bag of chips, you know, and this is where the problem is. This is where the problem comes at in a lot of people. This is what I mean by establishing yourself accordingly. You see, you see right here, you're off the rail a little bit. God got to put you back on. Now, verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now, once you commit thy works unto the Lord, then you ain't got to worry. See, like yesterday we were talking about your conditions and how the solutions may arise when you talk to the Lord. See, but first of all, you got to commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now, think about that. Your thoughts shall be established. So everything should be established if you commit thyself and thy works unto the Lord. And see, and this is what's wrong with a lot of people these days. They don't want to commit. They don't want to come to the Lord. And they just into me. They just into self, you know. And self ain't with the Lord. That's why you run into a lot of problems, you know. It's okay to have a faith in yourself. It's okay to believe in yourself, but you got to believe in God first, that God going to help you. And you got to commit your works, and you got to commit yourself. See, a lot of times people don't want to commit themselves to the church, and this runs into a lot of problem on their own, because people think they self is the church, and they ain't got to go and congregate with everybody and stuff like that. They on their own, you know. So you can't be on your own, you know, because everybody needs somebody. Everybody need to know the truth. Everybody need to understand what's going on in they self. Verse 4, the Lord have made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Oh, it's getting deep here. by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And this is another problem. People don't fear the Lord no more. What happened? Even back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, people had enough respect for the church and enough respect for God. You know, people respected the man and woman of God. People respected the church building, the things in the church. You know, even the gangsters, you know, they had a lot of respect for the church because they even came and gave the priest money. You know, here, put this in the offering cup. You know, they ain't asked no questions either. They took that money, put it in the cup, and put it to good use in the church to help the people in the neighborhood. You know, and this is the thing. People don't want to commit to do anything for the Lord and for the Lord's house. You know, verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Okay. Now, that's even deeper. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, I have to say that when I read that this morning, and I got into that this morning, first, especially right there, I kind of got stuck because it meant a lot to me when it said, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, don't you think that this is something that a lot of us need to consider, that a lot of us need to establish? A lot of us need to personally establish this, is to get yourself to please the Lord, that even when the people don't like you, even when the people be backstabbing you, slandering your name, and all of this, even when they lie on you, the whole nine yards. But if you please God, your enemies can't help but respect you. Your enemies can't help but admire you from afar. Now, they may still not like you, but they won't disrespect you simply because of the fact that the matter is the God in you that's showing and God is defending you the whole time. So therefore, you got to establish yourself accordingly. You got to put on that armor of God and stand tall in the faith of God in order for these things to happen. See, a lot of people don't understand that they go out there half-cocked. They go out there half-cocked. They don't want to go out there with the whole armor. They go out there halfway. You know, that's like the people trying to straddle the fence. You can't straddle the fence. I know that personally. You can't have a foot in and a foot out. That ain't going to work. Therefore, you always going to have enemies. You're always going to have them be on you for this. Verse 8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Oh, my God. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Listen now. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, you know, we are being steady in the Lord. Stay with the Lord and always keep yourself committed in the Lord in order for something to happen. You know, verse 10 says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by the righteousness. Now, let's keep this throne going. Let's keep ourselves going so we can be on the throne of righteousness. Now, if you don't want to be on the throne of righteousness, then turn a blind eye. Deafen your ears because you don't need to listen. If this is the case, you don't need to listen. But I tell you, I'm here to tell you, You got to establish yourself. You got to establish yourself accordingly. And these are my words to each and every one of you today. Establish yourself accordingly. Establish yourself in the righteousness of God. Establish yourself in your church. Commit to what's going on. Commit to what is going on in the church. Commit yourself to the duties of the church. Commit to yourself to the duties of God and to the Lord. See, whatever you're in, if you're an usher, if you clean the bathroom, if you vacuum the rug, if you turn on the lights off and on, you in charge of the air conditioner, whatever you do, you do. And you do it with a smile on your face and you be happy about it. You have no problem with doing it. You know, because a lot of times people don't like to push through these things. You ever see people come to church, smile, laugh in your face, and they go out the door, they talk about you. That's the first thing they do about what's going on. No. That ain't committing yourself to the works of God. That's committing yourself to the works of the devil, because the devil ain't doing nothing but laughing at you. Because what you're doing is you're just in church just saying, I'm there, and you think that's going to get you brownie points in heaven. No, that ain't going to get you in the gate. Okay? You might not even see the gate. So let's feel about that. What did everybody think about that one? Verse 13 say, righteousness, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. Now, a lot of people don't want to speak right. You know, my thing used to say is right is right and wrong is wrong. You can't divide what's right against what's wrong. You can't see yourself doing the wrong thing, but yet still you want everybody to see that you're doing the right thing. No. You ain't establishing nothing, but you're only fooling yourself. You can't stop that. You can't be out there doing wrong and think you're doing right, but you know it's wrong, but you want everybody to believe you're right. Do y'all understand what I'm saying about that? No, I don't think y'all do. The thing is this here. Some people will go out there. Let me put it this way. Let me just be serious. They'll go out there and jaywalk. The police will stop them to give them a ticket, but they'll swear that they was in the right. You can't be in the right when you know the law says that's jaywalking, walking in between parked cars. But they're only doing it to save your life, because you can walk out in front of a car, in between cars, when you don't see anything. That's jaywalking. And if you're not in the crosswalk and you get hit, you don't have no kind of say-so, but you sway up and down, you was right. You can't make that wrong be a right, because it's only for your good, for your safety. So when you're out there sinning, it's not good to be in the wrong. Stay in the right. See, a lot of people don't understand that, but they think they swear up and down. See, and this is mostly church people that does this. You know, we got to understand that ain't right. That's not good. In the verse 14, the wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. Oh, I love that. Calm things down. Remember we were talking about Saul and how he did, and how the Gorgonites, I can't even remember who they were. To solve the problem, instead of going out and killing Saul and the Israelites, to solve the problem, and how the king, David, pacified them and say, what do I need to give you? What do you want? And they say, no gold, no silver. Remember this, they say, no gold, no silver. We're not going to harm any Israelites. All we want is 7 men of Saul. Okay. They didn't say the son of Saul. They said the 7 men of his sons. Okay? So, therefore, we are establishing this, what's going on, in order for them, how the king pacified the situation. That's how you pacify and quiet things down. See, sometimes, it takes a little give and take. Bottom line, it takes a little give and take. Okay? Verse 15, and the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. Oh, Lord. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. And this is what we're saying. If you want to preserve your soul and keep yourself upright, establish yourself in God. Establish yourself accordingly. Establish yourself on what you need to do is to get there. Establish yourself on what's happening with you in your soul. See, like I said yesterday, this is a self-case thing. Now, you can't blame the babies and you can't blame nobody else for what goes on. See, I hate that. See, some people might hate this, what I'm going to say. You can't blame nobody else when somebody talking to you and telling you the right thing, and then you say, what about you? Now, you can't do that. That's not right. Because of the fact that the matter is, when you're trying to get an understanding, it's good to be quiet and then you check yourself. See if they're right. See, a lot of times people like to deflect. They like to deflect things. When somebody tell them about themselves, they deflect. You can't deflect things, especially when God is telling you about you. Now, you wanted understanding. You wanted knowledge. You wanted wisdom. You want strength. You want all of these things that God has to offer, but you don't want to see you when God tell you. See, that's not establishing yourself. That's looking at it. That's like looking at a blank canvas before a painter. Or that's like you in a painting, you trying to paint the Mona Lisa, but you painting it by numbers. Okay? Now, that's not the right way to be, and you're just cheating. So that's what you're doing. You're cheating yourself. You're cheating yourself out of your own salvation. People need to stop doing this, you know. And I hate to see people, and I hate to see church people cheating themselves out of salvation. They're cheating themselves out of going to heaven. They're cheating themselves. See, this is what I mean by establish yourself. Establish yourself accordingly. Do the right thing. That's Spike Lee say, do the right thing, but establish yourself accordingly. Okay, now check this out. Pride goeth, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Oh, my goodness. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Now, you know people who get out there and they have so much pride till they put their nose up at people. I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot of church people like that. They feel that they got so much Christian in them. They feel like they got so much knowledge, so much of this, so much of that, that when you ask them a question, they put their nose up at you. See, that ain't right. That's the wrong way to be. You know, all you're doing is pushing people away. All you're doing is ostracizing people who may not have as much knowledge as you, but you're not showing any wisdom by doing that. You're just being stuck up. You're being prideful that you got it all going on. And I don't like people who always think that they got it going on. They always think that their knowledge and their soul is a lot better than you. You know, it don't be like that. That's like, I hate to say this, that's like some white Americans or Chinese or this here or whoever think that they are better and each heaven going to be separated. Like everybody got a different color and it's going to be a different heaven. It ain't working that way. All us ain't going to be no color, ain't going to be this, ain't going to be that. All us going to be up there with God, and all of us are children of God, point blank. It don't matter. It don't matter. But see, we all come back to that one word that was in verse 3, commit thy works. Well, 3 words. Commit thy works unto the Lord, 5 words. And we need to understand that, and we need to get with that. We need to get with that program, okay? We need to understand that if you don't commit, where are you going? So this is what I mean by establish yourself accordingly. You have to establish yourself accordingly. Verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Oh, my. shall find good. And that's what we're looking at. And whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. There you go. That's why I'm happy this morning, because I'm trusting in the Lord. I got up early just doing a little this, doing a little that, singing me a little Jesus song. Hey, I was on a roll early this morning. Drunk me a cup of coffee. I was just as happy as be, and thought I was singing in church. Thought I was leading praise in the praise service. I'm glad nobody was here to hear me, because I probably sounded horrible. But, hey, I was doing my thing. You know, I was really doing my thing. Now, I can't tell you, but I was doing my thing. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Oh, this is what I'm saying. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Oh, my goodness. Do you want Listen, don't take no instructions from a fool. That's all I can say, because you're going to find yourself in trouble. But you got to understand who's who and what's what. And if you're not with the Spirit and you're not with the program, you're just walking yourself to a dead end. You're just going to a dead end. And this is what we need to understand. Stay out of these dead end terms. Stay out. You know, and I was thinking early this morning about quantum physics. When I was out there in the street, I always thought, when I was drugs and alcohol, I always thought that I didn't have to run around and really chase after the, you know, this is after a while, I didn't have to chase for the drugs and alcohol, it'd come to me. So now, why don't I use that same philosophy in the church? Keep myself in the spirit, to where people will want to ask me about God, to where I can talk to people about God, till the light that's in me will shine to people and draw people, you know. And I thought about that this morning, and it kind of stuck with me. And I want to do that, you know, and that's the position I want to put myself in. Let me just be straight and up front. That's the position I want to put myself in. I want to put myself into where that light that's around me would draw somebody. That light that's around me will help me help people. That light that's in me and around me would help me talk to people about God. That light that's around me will tell people, you can be there too. Draw them in. That's what I intend to get to. That's where I want to go. Verse 24 say, pleasant words are as in the honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Okay, that speaks for itself. You can't add nothing to that. Pleasant words are as in the honeycomb. That means what we're talking now and what's going on now is sweet as honeycomb, because it's the truth and it's the word of God. Sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So if you want to get healthy, get the word of God, them pleasant words in you, and you can deal with it, and you can go on with the Lord. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, there's that dead end you're walking into. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. See, and this part is the don'ts. If an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. See, don't be going around there whispering behind each other's friends and stuff like that there. See, that's how you make enemies. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. See, now when it said earlier about them fools and the folly, see, that's what you're going to be doing. If you deal with somebody like that, a neighbor like that, or a friend like that, you don't need to be around them, especially if they're thinking violent and stuff all the time. They're talking about punching people and knocking people out or robbing somebody. You don't need to be around that. But people think that's exciting. People think that, you know, especially young people today, they think all that's good. They think all that's good and gravy. It ain't good and gravy. That's like going in the trash can getting some spoiled rice, you know. So leave that sourness alone. Get it out of your heart. Get it out of things. The hoary head is a crown of glory. if it be found in the way of righteousness, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. See, I'm going to stop right there. And this is what I'm talking about, is get yourself together. Establish yourself accordingly. And these are the do's and don'ts, and these is the ways what I've read here in chapter 16 is how can we commit ourselves to the work. And they also tell you what you should not do about being angry, about violence to in a neighbor. It also it's really telling you a little bit about who to put yourself around. It's really telling you about how do you react, how to act, and how to deal with certain situations. See, because it's a continuation of yesterday. Your condition, your situations, you can handle if you do what's right. And don't do what's wrong. Do what's right. Do what God asks you to do. Do what, put it this way, do what your pastors, do what your church, your church leaders, or whatever ask you to do if it's in the right, because you know right from wrong. All of us are born with a sense of right from wrong. Even a baby know right from wrong. If you tell a baby no, the baby going to look at you and the baby ain't going to do it, but you have to tell it no. So therefore, everybody is born with a sense of right and wrong. Now, you have some. Now, I can tell you have some, like 0.5 out of 1,000, that's not born that way. So we got to look at it this way, because the devil do has his people that are in the world today like this. But that's why God gave us the discerning spirit. That's why God gave us knowledge. That's why he gave us this book. That's why he gave us this book to get in and to find out what's going on. We should understand our education in the Bible. We should understand the Word of God. We should understand what he's doing for us. And this is what I mean by establish yourself accordingly. Keep yourself accordingly. Keep yourself established. Keep yourself established in God, because God will show you the way. And if you don't understand that, ask your pastor, ask your bishop, ask your apostle, ask whoever that you know that got the right word for you, because God will direct you. The Holy Spirit will direct you to the right path if you listen. See, a lot of times people run. Hey, I was running them runners too. I know about it. You know, I'm not saying physically run. I'm saying spiritually running. See, God got to slow you down. A lot of times we slow ourselves down, but God will put you someplace where you can listen. Trust me, I know, because I had to listen. I had to stop and listen. I had to get life together. I had to get my act together. So, therefore, I got to establish myself accordingly. Now, I've established myself accordingly. I'm not saying I'm perfect or anything like that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I've established myself to where I'm working toward that goal of wanting my light around me to shine. That's what I'm working on. That's what I want people to see in me. I want people to see the change in me that I've committed to God. I want people to see that my works, whatever that may be, my works. So whatever the pastor and things and the bishop and everybody asked me to do, I do. You know, I'm not going to mumble about it. I just do it. You know, if my body let me, whatever, I'm going to do. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I do have some type of limitations here and there, but with the help of God, I will get the job done some kind of way. So this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm going to leave with you. Establish yourself accordingly. Establish yourself to commit. And see, and a lot of times, see, this is another problem. People don't want to establish themselves to commit. So establish yourself to commit. And here's Pastor Sharon. You ain't got to put your ears
in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Deacon Michael to this morning, that the word today is establish. And establish means to what? To build, to bring into being on a firm what? A firm foundation, to install or to settle in a position, a place, or business. And to be, you know, when according to the book of Proverbs and verse 7 says, when a man's way please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's way please the Lord, he make it even his enemy to be at peace with him. And today, you know what? We have to line up our word life with the word of God. We have to make sure that what we are speaking, it is the word of God, knowing that God is the one that created the heaven and the earth. He's the one that spoke, let there be light, and light came forth. And when light came forth and he did all the creation, he named it, he said it was good. Why? Because he was pleased by his creation. So when a man's way please God, he make his enemy to be at peace at him. And then when we go into the book about Cain and Abel, I tell you, when I was looking at about Cain and Abel, they were brothers, right? But then one way pleased the Lord than the other. And what came along? Instead of the checking himself to see what it is my brother is doing, and maybe I can like follow his example, he did the opposite. Why? Because they say when the man's way pleased God, he made his enemy to be at peace with him. And the thing let me know that Cain was not at peace. Why? Because he recognized there was a difference between what Abel was doing and what he was doing. He recognized that God was. He was pleased with Abel was offering. He was pleased with what the sacrifice that Abel did. He was pleased in what he was building himself on. The word of God, the word of God, the word of truth today. Are we building ourselves on the word of truth today? Are we building ourselves on our truth? Because the truth that you know is the one that will set you free. Because the word of God let us know that his word is powerful, that two-edged sword, it will cut through the bone and the marrow. It goes through even the most stubbornest person's heart. Why? Because the word of God is good. The word of God will turn things inside out, upside down, because he spoke the word of God into the elements and everything started to form all around him. When a man way pleased that he make the enemy to be at peace. See, a lot of times we look at the enemies like it could be people, but what about the enemy within yourself? The battle that's going on inside of you. What about that battle? What about it? You got to build yourself on what? The word of God. You cannot build yourself on what you see or another man is doing, but get into the position. Why? Because establish means to what? To position yourself. Put yourself in a place of to be blessed of the Lord. Put yourself in a place of expectation. Just like Jacob. Jacob said what? I will not let you go, Lord, until you bless me. Why? Because he had found himself not being established in the Lord, in the things of God. Why? Because he forfeited. He did something that was contrary to the word of God, and he kind of was out of sync. But then what? He kept running. You heard Deacon Michael talking about God have a calling on your life. He's calling you. He's calling you to walk into perfection. He's calling you to turn from your wicked way and come to him. But then you want to do it your way. You say, God, I am not ready yet. I'm young. I still got some stuff to do. I got some seed to sow out there. My wild oaks, they call it, right? They say, I'm too young to dedicate myself to God. I got to party a little bit more. I got to drink a little bit more. I got to do this and do that a little bit more. But the word let us know, according to Proverbs 16, when a man's way please God, is your way pleasing God today? Because remember, Jacob was in a position that he needed God to move for him. And he said, you know what, he went in a place now because he had been running a long time. But then there come a day when he had to grab on to what? When he had a visitation with the angel, and he said, say, I will not let you go until you bless me. Oh, when he come to the conclusion that he need the Lord in his life, you cannot do anything apart from God. Your ways have to line up with his way. Your thought, his thought today, not my. Your thought is higher than him. His thought is higher than our thought. His ways are higher than our way. What we think is right, he think is wrong. So today is your way pleasing the Lord today. You have to walk according to the word of God today. Jacob came to a place where he had to wrestle with the angel. Oh, you got to wrestle with the angel, my God. You got to wrestle with that angel. You got to wrestle with the things that is not of God and allow the things of God to be immersed in you today. You got to cut away what those envy spirit. You got to cut away what the revengeful spirit. You got to cut away the spiteful spirit. My God, you got to cut away that jealousy spirit. Why? Because Cain and Abel went through that. Why? He did not like that God was pleased with Abel's offering. So instead of Cain, line up with the word of God and say, what can I do? What can I do to reach that same place? You know how it is. Some people pray and fast and they sacrifice themselves unto the Lord. But then the other person just look in and they say, well, I want to be just like them. I want to do that. But they don't want to do the sacrifice, the right sacrifice that is pleasing to him. Why? He told us to present our bodies to him, a living sacrifice. Why? Your body belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to present it to him. He wants us to make it a line up according to the word. Well, you say, well, I'm this human. I'm in this flesh, but you know what? You're in this world, but you're not of the world. That's what the word of God let us know. He let us know, yes, you may mess up. Yes, we are sin, born in sin, right? But he let you know that he's a forgiving God. You can repent just like David. David messed up so many times, but you know what? His heart was a heart for God. His heart, he had a heart for God. He loved God. He honored him. He knew who God is. He knew what God has done for him, but he repented. Do we repent? Do we repent today, or do we make excuses? Cain made excuses. And then he did what? He slay his brother. Why? Just because he did not like the blessing over his brother. Are we our brother keepers today and our sister's keeper? Do we hold each other up, or do we slay each other? He killed his brother in the natural, but you know what? It did not change anything for him. Why? Because he needed to get into that place in God. Seek God while he may be found. Call upon him. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. My God, my God. We have to what? Establish ourselves in the word. See, I know why we cannot do it on our own. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what's there to lead and direct us into all truth today. You can say Hail Mary full of grace how many times you want, but that will not help you today. If you don't turn and repent today, if you don't start faith, be true to thyself and say, God, I got a hang up. I'm the hang up. The hang up is in me. I got envy in my heart, Jesus. I got jealousy in my heart, Jesus. Oh, my God. They're always talking about this person and that person. But you know what? Are you seeking God? Really seeking him? Because you know what? He searches the heart. He knows what's in your heart today. Just like he know Abel's heart. And he knew Cain's heart. And he called Cain of the wicked one. You know why? Because he did wicked things. We think God don't see. He's a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart today. Don't you know the Holy Spirit is real today? Don't you know he has real people out there that can see your intention and the motives of what you're doing? You may not have to speak it out your mouth, but God let the signal go
my God. Oh, my goodness, today we don't want to pay attention that the Holy Spirit is real. He is real today. My God, it doesn't even matter what no one thinks of you today. As long as you know you're lining up according to the Word of God, you keep running on. You keep praying. You keep fasting. You keep doing what God called you to do. It is okay if they don't like you like Cain, they're not like Abel. It is okay if they want to cut you down. But I'm reminded, because God promised you, He is your shield, He is your fortress, He is your rock, He is your high tower. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. My God, the Word of God let me know that when you dig a hole for one person, you need to dig it for yourself, because what you want to be happen to a one person, it will happen to you. Don't you know the Word of God is like that? We got to make sure we are word and our mind is lined up according to the Word of God. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Have the mind of Christ Jesus. Today is the day to get rid of that stuff, my God, that stuff that calls for death, the stuff that don't allow you to move into the next level in God. Why? Because you're always looking and picking. My God, she said it like this, she did it like that. But you know what? When the more they talk, you just keep on pressing towards the more, because God is calling you. The time is well winding up. If you don't do what God called you to do, hell will be your home today. So it doesn't matter persecution that come on this side. You don't want the persecution when you meet your maker and he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. It's better they talk here, because you know what? The more they talk, just bend your knee. Come on now. Oh my God, pray like you've never prayed before. Sing like you never sing before, because God let you know that they persecute him, they'll persecute you. And then you know you, God is bringing you through that process. Why? He's building you up to be a warrior for him. He's building you up to do what? To tear down and pull down everything that is not like God today. So you gotta push no matter what it is. Push until something happens. Push through your tears. Push through your pain. Push through your disappointment. Why? He's building you up today. Oh, my goodness. He's building you up, and he's making you stronger each and every day, because he let me know weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy come in the morning. And according to Psalms 29, verse 11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So when trouble come your way, says peace be still. Oh my God, don't you know you are greater than he that is within you, than he that is in the world? Go back into the kingdom, my God. Know that the kingdom of peace is inside of you, and you speak peace to that situation. Oh, come on, remember when the disciples, they were walking in authority and power and dominion with the Holy Spirit all around them. And what did they do? They just had to move by and pass by. And the Spirit of God did what? Make the change. Don't you know you, the greater one is inside of you? Don't you know he's been building you up and strengthening you? That's why all hell break loose in your life. Why? Because he did not want you to be done a crybaby saint, but he's strengthening you so you can be a warrior for him. Don't you know the battle does not belong to you? It belongs to the Lord today. So know that when he's establishing you for that war, you will go through trials and tribulation. But you know what? He let you know, I'll be right there with you. I promise never to leave you nor forsake you, my God. So know today, speak life, speak life, speak life. I don't care what it may look like, but
Lord, you speak life. If you got to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have to keep on repeating it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You keep saying that. You keep saying those three. You keep saying it, saying it, saying it, until you see it, until you see the manifestation of what God has promise you. Remember now, he's selling you right now. He's selling you right now, right now. Remember, Abel, he did what God put on his heart. God purposed him to give the right offering. He had the right spirit, the right motives today. So when you have the right motives, know that your way will please God. It may not please the other man around you, but you know what? It's all about Jesus today. It's nothing else but Jesus today. He's the one that will say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. He is the one today. So today be encouraged and know that now is not the time to have little hang-ups. Now is not the time to say, I don't like this and I don't like that. You know what? Examine yourself today and say, God, what am I giving? What am I throwing off? Am I reaping what I sow? Did I plant these seeds a long time ago and I'm just walking and be reaping these seeds right now? Because you know what? We talk about seed time and harvest time. Make sure your seed that you're planting in the ground is good seed now, because we talk about them rotten seed that will come up now. We're talking about the rotten seed of envy. We're talking about the rotten seed of strife and greed. Oh my God. See, a lot of people don't know greed is not of God. Oh my goodness, it's not even of God today. So today, clean your own eye. Take that big old block out your eye and stop telling making excuses and say, God, it is me today. Oh God, I'm in the one that is in need of prayer. I need deliverance, Lord. I need you to set me free. I need you to tear down what is not like you that is in me today. It's not my mother, my father, my brother, nor my sister, but it's me, oh God. Turn the light on me today. Let me see myself today and know that, God, if you can, you made it through, I can make it. Why? Because you came as the greatest example. Oh, look around you, the person, your mentor. If you see how much they have went through in their lifetime, but they never turned their back on God. No matter they were homeless or not, that they may not have food that they wanted to eat, but they stand fast to their principle. They didn't care what may come, oh God. They say, I'm not going to turn my back on God, because he's the one that has power in his hand. He's the one that got life, death, and grave in his hand. He's the one that can turn my situation around. So why would you give up on God when things happen in your life? Why do you backslide? Slide back. We ain't talking about the moonwalk now with Michael Jackson, but you slide backwards. Why? God ain't did you nothing wrong. Why don't you go forward and give the devil a black eye and say, you know what? God has been good to me. He has never forsaken me. Well, I remember when I didn't have this. I remember when I was sick. God made the provision just for me. So look at the mentors around you today. Oh, look and see where God has brought them from. And you take a page out of their life. Why? Because they made it, you can make it too. God did it for them, he can do it for you too. Now, that's not jealousy. That's just saying, you know what? They make it, I can make it. They're standing on the word of God, I can stand on the word of God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy can in their life. There was a time when they went through, but now they're going to the blessed land right now. So take your eyes off your situation, look around you, and say, you know what? My mentor, they made it through, I can make it through. Now, if you don't think your mentor make it through, you need to open your eyes again. You know how when you wake up in the morning, you may not be seeing clearly, your eyes may be foggy, you may have some little coal in your eye that
that you need to wash out your eye. So wake up this morning. Wake up your mind spiritually. Take the cobweb off your eyes and know that God has set people before you that walk in that exemplary life for Jesus. They didn't take down. They did not shack up. They did not sneak a boyfriend in the back door, but they stand on the word of God. When a man way please God, he make his enemy at peace with him. Is your enemy at peace with you? What are you giving God today? Are you straddling the fence? Are you settling for less than what God called you to do? Remember today, God is waiting on you, you and you, to rise and shine and give him the glory. Know that you can make it. You can make it. You are an overcomer today. You are the overcomer. Why? Because you're serving the God that overcame this world. He took back the power, authority from the enemy. That means he lets you know that God already took back the authority. You need to know your identity today and stop acting like you are less than what God called you to be. Remember, God loves you too, so you don't have to walk adverse to the word of God. Know that you are important to him. He called you by your name today. So if your name is not John or Mary, don't answer to Mary if your name is Susan. Come on now. God knows your name. What God has for you, it is for you. You cannot have what God has for me. I cannot have what God has for you. But you know what? I can strive to be exactly what God called me to be. So today, establish yourself in the word of God. And if you don't get anything else out of this word today, remember, your way need to please God. Are you being pleasing to him? Are you doing exactly what he called you to do? But are you going to be just like, hey, you mad, you upset, jelly belly? You know what? Well, what kind of jelly beans do you want today? It's time for you to grow up and be that warrior God called you to be, knowing he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. So be blessed and know that you are an overcomer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, Pastor Sharon just went on today. Thank God. But you know, what is your motives? When you commit, commit. But what is your motives? Don't have any motives. When you're doing something for God, you don't have no motives. When you're doing something for people, quit all these ulterior motives that people have. You got to stop this. You know, that's a sinful nature. All right, we'd like to thank God for each and every one of you today, and we also like to send out hugs and kisses to Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, Sister Diane, that they made it safely to their trip, and we like to thank God for that also, that they have a successful trip, you know, so we like to put that out there too. And everyone who listened in today, we thank God for each and every one of you, and we hope your day is sunshiny and bright, and you're happy, okay? So be prepared, okay? We accept all donations because we have a lot of things coming up. We have Thanksgiving coming up and things to that nature. And we have, okay, Pastor and Bishop's anniversary, and we would like to for you to help us out. Send us a donation at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So just let us know where do you want the donation, how do you want it, you know. And we do have a 501c3. So whatever the amount, we can handle it. And if you need your tax, if you need a tax paper, we can help you out. Okay? Okay, the church address is 31325 County Road 437, which is Sorrento, Florida 32776. Our church hours are 1 p.m. on Sunday and 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And later this month, we will have anniversary services, okay? And also, don't forget the prayer line, which is 11 p.m. every Friday night, held by our very own Elder Whitty. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. Okay, that's every Friday night from 11 to 12. So stay tuned next Wednesday and Thursday for time to talk about it. And the number is 347-857-3925. And we- we thank God for each and every one of you today, and we praise God that you have a happy week. Thank you.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.